Good morning, everyone. Today, share with me, unfortunately, Lili Nishmas, the Harugim today, this morning in Harnof. And Beslus Refuah Shleima for all the Nifkaim. Our job as a Yeshiva Bachram is to learn Torah, to try and give us extra Shmira and Klal Yisrael, and that's what we have to try and focus on. Especially over here learning Achas Tefillah Beis Knesses connected to Chablim going into a Beis Knesses. So let's try and Mechazik over here, try and focus. Here we go. We're on page 244. We discussed yesterday, started discussing all the dinim of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and I said I'm going to continue today. So I mentioned the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. I couldn't find yesterday. It's in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kadal Lamed Gimel. Talks about a Talmud Chacham. If he would go the third level of going to Beis Knesset, so the top level is davening with Tzibur, the second level is davening with the Zman of the Tzibur, and the third level, if he can miss, is that also to daven lefachod in the Beis Knesset. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Lamed Gimel, Mivneishu makom kavua lektush letfilasam mitkabel sham yoter. The Beis Knesset, that's a place where our tefillas are mitkabel yoter, because that's a place where we gather together to daven. That's why the Kotel Ma'aravi is the best place to daven, because that's the biggest makom of Klal Yisrael coming together to go ahead and daven. But you're afraid of Chil Hashem because he's on a certain level. People are going to say, oh, he missed Minyan. So then it's better just for him to daven in the Beit Knesset. He has to make a cheshbon if it's really going to be a Chil Hashem or not. We also discussed yesterday a couple of different cases of what is considered tefillah b'tzibur. We said discuss when you daven with the tzibur. By the way, Rav Moshe Feinstein also held, even if you start Shemoneh Esrei while the tzibur is still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's still considered a tefillah b'tzibur. Now, different cases that are discussed a lot in halacha. Let's say you have six mispalin, and we know you're allowed to daven. Chaz and get up there and say Kaddish and Kedusha v'chulei when you have six mispalim, as long as four other people are present, even though they already davened. The shaila is that considered tefillah b'tzibur? Only that, or that only gives you a heter to say Kaddish and Kedusha because there's 10 men present. Do you need 10 people saying Shemoneh Esrei together? Or as long as 10 males above the age of 13 are present there, that's also considered tefillah b'tzibur. And this is a major machlokas in the poskim. The Chav Adas Rav Avadya Yosef and others felt that this not only gives you the right to daven to say Kaddish Kedusha, but it's also Ke'ilu you daven b'tzibur. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Alvesen, Kof Ches Lamed, it's an Alicha Shlomo, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Hey Ches, they hold the only thing that allows you to daven will do when you have six people and four people are answering, that it gives you permission to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, that lets you get the Devarim Shem Kedusha. But the Maila of Tefillah b'tzibur, it is not. And therefore, it's always preferable. If at all times, sometimes you're good about the mitzvah, there's no other grace, or there's no other people around, it's much better to wait for 10 people who have not davened yet to daven mamash to be considered tefillah b'tzibur, because both Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman hold that it's not considered tefillah b'tzibur when you daven with 6 people, or 7 people, or 8 people, or 9 people. You need 10 people davening Shemoneh Esrei together for it to be considered tefillah b'tzibur. The same thing if there's 10 people davening, but not everyone's up to Shemoneh Esrei. 2 people are in Shema, let's say, and you start Shemoneh Esrei. If they will get to the Shemoneh Esrei while you're still davening Shemoneh Esrei, so then perhaps that's considered tefillah b'tzibur. That's totally on what we said, how much of Shemoneh Esrei you have to say together. Okay? Just like if you start after the tzibur, it's still considered tefillah b'tzibur for you, so too, perhaps, one could say, if 9 people start, and another person starts a minute later, that would also be considered tefillah b'tzibur. Okay? So that's in terms of 6 people plus 4 people davening. Perhaps that's only a heter to say Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Another case that we discuss is, what if you're not davening the same Shemoneh Esrei as the Tzibur? Okay, so there is a Mishnah Berurah that seems to discuss this over here in Sif Katan Lamed. Okay, it says over here, the Mishnah Berurah says you should mechavin your tefillah. Notice over here, we are talking about in the case where you're davening at the same zman as the Tzibur. Look over there, the mechaber says, yechavin lispal b'shash at Tzibur mispalim, sif katan lamed in the Mishnah Berurah. It says like this, v'dafka intrichla milsa la'asof asar. This is all talking about if you don't have a time to gather 10 people to daven together, obviously it'd be better to gather 10 people, but if you don't, then you daven the zman of the Tzibur. Then it says this: Mashma b'vos elim daf dalad amabez in maseches avodah zarah. Di mispalul musaf b'shash atzibur mispalim shachars. If you say musaf, if you daven musaf at the time the tzibur is davening shachris, So it says over here, lo mikri b'shashet tzibur mispalim. That's not considered the time the tzibur is mispalim, because the tzibur is mispalim mishachris. And you're saying musaf, you're saying it's different shemoneh esrei. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'in mitpalel imahem beit knesset. But if you're in the same shul, and you're saying musaf, and they're saying shachris, or you're saying mincha, and they're saying musaf, whatever it might be, mikrei tfilas hatzibur is considered tfilas hatzibur. So it sounds like over here, even if you're saying a separate shemoneh esrei, it is still considered tefillah b'tzibur. However, if you're medayik from the lashon over here, so is the Isha Yisrael, Sefer Isha Yisrael, Perches, Oslam and Ches is medayik from here. It's not mamish like you're davening b'tzibur. Over here, what are we talking about? The lacha over here is talking about tefillah ima tzibur. It's considered tefillah ima tzibur. If you daven in your house and they're davening a separate shemoneh esrei, that's not even considered tefillah ima tzibur. Okay, the second level of us. But if you would daven in the shul, even though you're separate, saying a separate shemoneh esrei, it's considered tefillah ima tzibur, but not mamish tefillah bit tzibur. Okay, this is another machlokas in the poskim, but that's a very nice diak over here. It says tefillah satzibur, not tefillah bit tzibur. So it could be that you're not mamish like you're davening mamish shemoneh esrei bit tzibur, but it could still be the second level of tefillah ima tzibur. Okay, so that is. In terms of that, one more important thing over here, or at least one more important thing, and that is another mila that we did not really discuss over here, but it's brought down over here in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Kavches. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Kavches. Over here, we talked about diving with the tzibur. He says over here, we said over the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, Midei Sheina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mos Mitzvilat Tzibur. Automatically, our tefillahs are going to be miskabel, they're going to be heard from a Kodesh Baruch Hu when we daven with the tzibur, says the Mishnah Berurah. Once again, Sifkatan Kavches. Even if there are sinners in the shul, better to daven with them, it's still go get a daven. Then he says like this. You have two shuls in the city. One shul has a minion of 100 people. One shul has a minion of 15 people. Mitzvah litpalu bo yoter. It's a mitzvah to daven in the shul with more people. It's called the concept of berov am hadras melech. The majority of Klal Yisrael, the more people in Klal Yisrael that come together, it's more hadras melech. It's more beauty for the king. It's a better place to daven. Okay. Now he even says like this. Katva achronim din yesh beik says shul rov am rov bilbul. What if the bigger shul has a lot of talking in the shul? We all recognize some shuls, unfortunately, that have a lot of talking going on. You don't hear the tefillah so much. And you don't hear Kriyas HaTorah. You might get tefillah b'tzibur, you're diving, but you don't really hear what's going on because there's so much talking in the shul. Mutav litpalel bebeito ba'asara. Says the Mishnah Berurah over, even though davening in the bigger minion is usually preferable, over here, if the bigger minion is a minion of talking, it's not going to be a good minion for your concentration, it's better to daven in your house ba'asara. With a minion, you see over here in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't say better to dive in your house, be a chidus. Better to dive in your house with a minion, with no talking, and a regular than to dive in the rov am hadrasan. I mean, tefillah with tzibur, I'm sorry, tefillah with more kavana is going to be more important than rov am hadras melech. But tefillah with tzibur, even if your kavana is not going to be as good, sounds like over here from the Mishnah Berurah, better to dive in with the tzibur. That's if you're going to have some kavana. If you're going to be so bothered by the people who are talking, you're not going to be able to have kavana at all. You're just going to be thinking about how you want to punch the guy behind you because he's talking about the Knicks during Shemoneh Esrei. So then, better to stay home and dive in by yourself in this case. This is talking about a case where you could say your Shemoneh Esrei. Just during Kaddish, you don't hear so much. During Kriyas HaTorah, you don't hear so much. That would be preferable to dive into a smaller minion, even if it's in your house and not in a shul, then that would be preferable over there. Okay, and then, so that's in terms of that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on. He says, "Ubei Knesset biyachid uveiso basara tefilas tzibur adif." Beit Knesset in Yechidus, or in your house with 10 people, is the Mila of Beit Knesset better? Or the Mila of Minyan better? Tefillah Tzibur, is better to daven or daven with a Minyan in your house than to daven with not a Minyan in a Shul. And then he says like this. So before we go on, one more thing about this Rov Am Hadras Melech, and this is a big Shalalach L'mais. A lot of times you'll get to Shul, and we know the Avelim normally daven. But sometimes they get to shul and there are two avelim. And what do they want to do? They want to split the minion into two. Why? So they go both daven for the amun. But then you're losing out on rov hamadras melech. What's preferable over here? This is another major machlokas in the post. You see a lot of minhagim, they'll actually split the minion. And there are posts, you know, Rav Yashiv held like this, quoted in Isha Yisrael. And you'll see other people who do this, they'll split the minion. And Rav Yashiv said the chesed that you're doing to split the minyan into two, and the chesed that you're giving the other guy a chance to daven, that's a greater maila than even Rav Am Hajis Melech. However, Shlomo Zalman, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal brings down over here, B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman and Divrei Masla Mitzli, he says, Admor Zalhit Nageid Li Pared L'Shnei Minyanim. Rav Shlomo Zalman was again splitting up into two minyanim Beit Knesset, L'Tzor Chiyuv Shal Avelim, before the Chiyuv Avelim, Mishum B'Rov Am Hajis Melech. Rov Am Hajis Melech trumps splitting into two minyan. You should not split into two minyan. Meaning, Rav Nevinzal has told me on different occasions, for the chazan, for the other avil, to stay in the minyan, even if he's not going to be the chazan, that's a greater ilui neshama for the nifter than for him to be davening for the aman. Better for him to daven b'rov am hajis melech. Okay, this might not be the minyan, and therefore, even quoted in Rav Shlomo Zalman and Elicha Shlomo says, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman was against doing something, if you ask him, should you do it, he would say no. He didn't say it's usur. And therefore, you don't have to make a big deal about if you're in a place and they're splitting into two minyanim, keep your mouth shut and continue davening. When you have the choice, you're the rav of the shul, whatever it might be, better to keep it that it's going to be one minyan and not going to be. The same thing for splitting up into other reasons. If all possible to keep one minyan is much better because of Rav Am Hajis Melech. Obviously, that doesn't always get it. Some people want to daven 7, some people want to daven 8. So then we have many, many different minyanim. But if all is the same, you should daven the Rav Am Hajis Melech for everyone davening together. Last thing over here, in the end of Kaf Ches, it says over here, Katav B'Truas Radvaz, very interesting case over here. And this is very important just to understand and halacha, I guess. The following is the case. What if someone's in jail and they tell you you could get out for one day? You could choose whatever day you want. When do you choose to go out of jail in order, in terms of tefillah, in terms of shah, what do you do? So, says the B'Truas Radvaz, this might come to a surprise. You think, say, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, something like that. Says the Radvaz, Katav B'Truas Radvaz, Tafu, someone who was captured. Shasar notan lo rishus yom echad li pali matzibur minyan. He says you could have one day to daven with the minyan. Eze yom shiyertza yit palel oto yom teka. If you choose that day, the day that he says it, you do it right away. Yach mitzah mitzah antin at yom kippur or purim. You don't wait till yom kippurim or purim. Okay, v'chule. Okay, so there it is. Machlokas, that's the Ravaz that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. That is in terms of still connected all the things of tefillah b'tzibur. It needs a lot of chazara, a lot of different things that we talked about. Now let's move on to Sif Yud over here. Yud, Sif Yud says the following. Kishe omed ima tzibur. While you're davening with the tzibur, aser lo lahaktim tfilaso le tfilas tzibur. It is aser for you to start your shmon asrei before the tzibur. By the way, I forgot to mention the yud. Most dinim, almost all the dinim in Hilchos tfilah are specifically talking about tfilas shmon asrei. That's Julie. That's a general klal you should understand that we're talking on, unless we say otherwise. So over here, it is also lahaktim your tefillah to the tefillahs in Sibur. That's what Rav Nevinzal points out. Also, that we're talking about dafka shmona esrei over here. Moreno Rabbeinu and Dimer Masal lahaktim says nira. Did dafka tefillah shmona esrei but Sibur? Dafka to start your shmona esrei before the Sibur? That's a problem. Dahainu b'minyan. Also lahaktim kodem at Sibur. Avol shar brachos so kriyachma mizmar biyotim shari, but kriyachma. So get a Zimra and things like that, you're allowed to start before the Tzibur. That's why you see Rav Fader over here at Marav. Okay, we down a little quickly for him. So therefore he goes and starts his Marav a few minutes early. He goes ahead and starts screaming. He starts in order that he'll get to the Tzibur with the Tzibur, Shmon Esrei. So that's going to be permissible to do. That's not considered Maktim Tfilas of the Tfilas at Tzibur. Only by Shmon Esrei you're not allowed to start before the Minyan. But however, he says over here, Ela in kein asha overes. The Mechaber says an exception to the rule would be if the sha is overes, meaning they're about to miss man tefillah. Unfortunately, some shuls are not so makbid on zmanim, and you're about to miss man tefillah either for shachas or it's about to be shkia at mincha. Where do I be? And you're going to miss the great zman. Veinat tzibur mispalim v'isha marichem piyutim l'siva acheres. And for whatever I be, the tzibur is mimarich b'piyutim. They're doing other things. They're not really so makbid on the zman tefillah. That case, you are allowed to be makdim your shmon esrei before the tefillah. The tefillah, the tzibur, the pashtas, it sounds like, even in the Beit Knesset itself, it would be mutter to daven shmon esrei. That's what the halacha brewer brings down. That's pashut what the mechaber would hold. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that it's preferable in this case. In Sifkat Lama Vavi brings down Masha Daza Filobek Sinasa Shari, like we said before, Vachay Muchmach, Muchach Lashon Talmidi Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah held, even in the Shul, be permissible in this case if the Shah is overs. Vabach Pasak, but the Bach Paskins, Dafka Shazman Katsar Kokach Shabot Chilach Bezo Yavar Zman Tfilah. It's only going to be mutter to daven in the Shul if your mamash at the last seconds is Zman Tfilah, and if you go out of the Shul, you're going to miss Zman Tfilah. Avlim Yeshma Zman Yelech Lebezo. Vyabal Biyachid, if you have time, better to go back out to your house. Or lefachot, outside the main sanctuary, and go daven in the hallway, not to do it in front of the tzibur. It's not a good thing. To start your shmonesi, it looks like you're making yourself better than everyone else to daven when the tzibur is. Okay, the Ramah just adds in, if it's not going to miss man tefillah, you should say these extra tefillahs, even though you don't normally say them. If the tzibur is saying, you should say it. Below yifrosh mina tzibur. The general clause: we don't are not porish from the tzibur. What the tzibur is doing, we should do also. Afil lasug b'divrei Torah. Even if you're going to be osek b'divrei Torah, and that's a klal over here also. Even let's say that the chazan is taking forever, okay, and you want to go learn, so you say I'll start that my shmar nesri early, so I can go learn. That the Mishnah Berurah says is not okay to be mak. This is usur to mak to your tefilas tefilat tzibur, and that's what he says in Sikkot Lamed Dalad, 5 lines in. Umashter b'gemara da afilim rotzel lasot zebi shvil limotorah kigon sheishlo shir kavod limotorah eitzel echad. It's still usur in the shul itself. In that case, perhaps to go outside the shul, that would be permissible. If let's say you have a charusa waiting for you, that's another thing. You're not allowed to miss your charusas. So that perhaps you go outside. But in the shul itself, it is also, even if your cheshbon is for limud Torah. What about if you're davening with a minion and you think they're going to miss nates? Could you makdim your tefillah to the tzibur so you can make nates because you don't think the tzibur is going to make it? Would that be permissible? That also, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted in the Sefer Chayim Moshe, says not to do. Don't be makdim your tefillah to the tzibur, even though there's sometimes two different zmanim for nates. And let's say they go after the later one, and you go after the earlier one normally. So don't be makdim your tefillah to the tzibur. Daven the regular, the nates that the tzibur is going to daven. That will be permissible to do, and that's what you should do. The general klal is don't be makdim your tefillah to the tefillahs at tzibur. Yud Aleph. Mishiyeshlo beis kenesis biro, someone who has a shul in his city, ve'eno nichnas bo, he does not enter his shul, lipalo nikra shachin ra, he's considered a bad neighbor. He's not a good guy. Ve'goren golus lo luvanav, and it's going to cause golus to him and his children. You have a tzibur, you don't daven in your house, you go to the tzibur, forget it. Without all the milas of davening with the tzibur, without all the davening of beis kenesis. Without that, nevertheless, to just the fact that you have a shul, and people gather together for tefillah, and you don't go there, you're considered a shachin ra. Obviously, this is talking about when there is only one shul. If you have two shuls in the city, you choose one over the other, that's going to be permissible. That's not considered a shachin ra. And for sure, if it's a non-Orthodox shul, a conservative reform shul, that's not considered a shachin ra. That's not a Beit Knesset bichlal. You don't have to worry about that in that case. I don't know why you'd be living in such a city, but that would be in terms of that. Okay, Rav Nevinsal, it's very interesting. In Dibur Masel Ve'eno, he says, Sarich in benimna mishmu shmiras einayim. What if you don't go to shul because you're worried about shmiras einayim? There's a lot of priests outside. And that's why you don't go to shul. He says, Sarich in, if you would be still considered a shachin ra in such a case. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin brings down an important din. It says over here, Vim yesh shtei bati knesses be'ir, if you have two bati knesses be'ir, tov leilech laharchoka ki schar psios yesh. If you have two shuls and they're equal, okay, they're equal, you like both of the shuls, you can daven both of them, you have a mitzvah to go to the further one, because you have schar psios here, the whole time you're considered a holech to ludvar mitzvah, and therefore dafka by this mitzvah, going to Beit Knesset, there's an inyan of going to the further one. I once heard that maybe the reason is perhaps because just like Beit Knesset is a mikdash ma'at, and just like we have the mitzvah of Aliyah Regal, even if you live further away, you still have the mitzvah to go to the base of Mikdash. So it's over here, to go to the further one is a din over here. This is obviously only talking about where let's say if you have a set time of limud and you're going to travel an extra half hour, you're going to miss your old limud, that's not shaveh, you should go to the closer Beit Knesset. If the further one is not the Nusach Yidavin, and therefore you want to go to the closer one, that's a good cheshbon, also you go to the closer one. If the further one is a place that has a lot of talking, you don't like davening there, whatever, you don't feel comfortable, and sure you're going to daven better in the closer one, for sure then to go to the closer one also, all those would be reason to go to the closer one. That's what Marina Rabbeinu Nevin Saul points out over here in Dibur Masal Tov. Nira, deem ze gorim lo bitul Torah, gadol lo yaseh, kein, if it's going to go and go bitul Torah, don't do it. V'chenin gorim k'shim b'shmir say nine. Once again, if it's going to cause bayot b'shmir say nine to go to the further one, stay by the closer one. You see, once again, Rabbeinu Nevin Saul Mamish is mechashbein everything when it comes to halacha. You can't look at halacha in a box. That's a very important thing. To look at halacha in a box and just say, people get very, very fixated on a certain halacha and they forget about the rest of Shulchan Aruch. A lot of times there's two halachas that fight against each other, and therefore you have to know all Shulchan Aruch. That's why we have poskim to know when this applies and when this doesn't apply. In each case, we have to look at individually. We'll stop here today. Bezrat Hashem will continue.